News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, Theresa May has faced a grilling from sceptical MPs as she scrambles to save her Brexit negotiating strategy. The British Prime Minister is expected to ask EU leaders at a crunch EU summit this week to drop the Irish backstop proposal, which the British already agreed to last year. Former Labour Cabinet Minister Andrew Adonis joins us now on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. First of all,
Theresa May faced a very sceptical Commons yesterday. Even if she gets a deal, has she any hope of getting it through Parliament?
Well, yesterday, if there had been a vote in the House of Commons after her statement, she would have lost by a colossal majority with huge numbers of votes against on her own side. Because the problem is, what she can't reconcile is the fact that the government has given commitments to the Irish government and to the European Union and to the people of Northern Ireland that there'll be no harder border in Northern Ireland, between Northern Ireland and the Republic. And that can only be done by Northern Ireland effectively staying in the customs union of the single market, because any other regime will require either fixed border infrastructure or mobile checks if there are different tariff and customs rates and regimes. Now, the government gave that commitment last December. There was then a revolt by the DUP that said that we can't have any customs checks or differences between Northern Ireland and Great Britain. And the government then, in a further concession which nobody could ever understand at the time how it was going to work out, meant that the whole UK would then have to stay in the customs union in the single market. Now, people like me who think the whole Brexit thing is a big mistake at that point thought, well, something has to give here, because if the whole of the UK is going to stay in the customs union in the single market as a backstop, then why do Brexit anyway? I mean, if you're going to do that, I sort of cautiously welcomed it and thought, well, if that is the way out of this big crisis we've got in Ireland, then that's fine. But of course, the Brexiters themselves in her own party quickly woke up to this and said that therefore the backstop was unacceptable. Now, the problem is you can't reconcile these positions. Basically, you either have the backstop or you don't. If you don't have the backstop, then you haven't got an agreement with the European Union and you're not honouring your commitments to Ireland. But if you do have the backstop, she has massive rebellions on her own side now, because the Brexiters have woken up to the fact that it makes what they call a clean Brexit, which is coming out of the customs union, the single market, which is a good part of the reason why they wanted to do this in the first place.
So what you're saying,
Brussels and all that, that something has to give, and we're not quite clear what yet.
It seems to be all, when you're talking about irreconcilable positions and all of that, it seems like it's just sliding towards a no-deal Brexit. But no deal Brexit is impossible, is it not? How are we going to function after next March?
Yeah. Let's be clear, the British Parliament is not going to, at the end of next March, allow there to be a no deal Brexit. This is not 1940, you know, the depth of the war and a crisis with no food in the shops and so on. There's a big difference between the talks breaking down, which I think is distinctly possible, but of course that would happen before Christmas, and there being a no-deal Brexit next March. Parliament in London is all over this. I mean, you know, there are debates almost every day at the moment. The fact that the Prime Minister had to give her statement yesterday was an indication of the very serious feeling of crisis that there is at Westminster at the moment. Now, what will happen if she either can't get a deal or it's a very bad deal is that Parliament will take charge. I mean, it was very clear to me yesterday that she doesn't have a majority in the House of Commons. Now, her own side are giving her enough leeway to conduct these negotiations until they reach a conclusion. And our assumption is that they'll reach a conclusion either in November or December. I mean, the government's all but admitted there's no chance of any agreement.
Is she being held hostage by the DUP?
Well, it's not just the DUP, because the DUP, of course, is working hand in hand with about a third of her own party, led by Boris Johnson and Jacob Rees-Mogg, who are the darling of Conservative grassroots, because they say all the time, what we should do is just get out of Europe. And that is hugely popular with Conservative Party members. If it was just the DUP alone, she would be able to face this down. But she's got about a third of her MPs who, one way or another, don't like anything that involves staying in European economic.
By the way, you made a point there earlier, Andrew, that the Parliament would take charge of this. But how can Parliament take charge when it is hopelessly divided on all this? There's such a divergence of views across the House.
Well, because the thing that is now looking increasingly likely that Parliament will unite on, by unite, I mean there'll be a majority for, is simply to reject her treaty. Now, it's true that people will vote to reject her treaty for different reasons, from the spectrum of those like me, who want to stay in the European Union, right through to those like Boris Johnson, who want to get out on different terms. But once the treaty is rejected, then, of course, something has to happen. And pretty well everyone accepts that it can't simply be no deal. And what will happen then, I'm increasingly confident, is a referendum where the choice will be between whatever it is that Theresa May has positioned she's got to, whatever her position is, whatever her draft deal is, as against staying in. Now, it's true that face-to-face with a referendum that could lead to us staying in, some Conservatives will rally to Theresa May, and I'm sure that that will happen. Indeed, I think the DUP itself will ultimately vote with her, because when the choice is between, as it will be by then, between a referendum led by people like me who want to stay in completely, as against her deal, I think they'll go for it. But the key point is that there are a group of Conservatives on both sides, some who want effectively to stay in the European Union, and some who are adamant that we should not in any circumstances stay in. And I don't see how she can appease both of those groups.
We just have to sit and wait and watch the next episode of this very tedious Netflix-type drama that is unfolding around us. A former Labour Cabinet Minister, Andrew Adonis, thank you very much for joining us from London.